Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is April 1st, Easter Sunday, Day 91. Today's topic, how can you completely destroy your seven Canaanite nations? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today, Time with Abba passages are Psalm 46, verses 8 to 11, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 1 to chapter 20, verse 20, Luke chapter 9, verses 28 to 50, Proverbs 12, verse 10. Let me read to you what I scribe today. Psalm 46, verses 8 to 11. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations He has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 to 13. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifice their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or he consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Because of these same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. Chapter 20, verses 1 to 4. When you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them. Because the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt, will be with you. When you are about to go into battle, the priest shall come forward and address the army. He shall say, hear, Israel. Today you are going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not panic or be terrified by them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. Luke chapter 9, verses 28 to 30. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became so as bright as a flash of lightning. Verses 34 to 35. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." Proverbs 12, verse 10. The righteous care for the needs of their animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. My listening. The message I got today from our Lord Jesus Christ is, how can you completely destroy your 7 Canaanite nations? Your question may be, what have the 7 Canaanite nations to do with me? Firstly, you should know how wicked those Canaanite nations really was. According to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 to 13. Nowadays, people are committing similar sins like abortion, all kinds of witchcraft or spiritists. Secondly, the Israelites did not completely destroy those nations, according to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 17. And they suffered just as God said before they even entered into the promised land. They learned to imitate the detestable ways of the nation, as in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. And then those wicked people taught them to follow all the detestable things they did in worshipping their gods, chapter 20, verse 18. Thirdly, the consequence not to destroy those God commanded them to destroy is that they were being destroyed many years later. So if you are not willing to destroy those sins God commands you to destroy, and sooner or later those sins will destroy you. You know that? Or do you believe that? Actually, since March 27, I got the same messages repeatedly, and you can see in the photos below of my journal on that day of the same theme, drive out your 7 Canaanite nations. And on that day, my catch is that the 7 Canaanite nations to us today is somewhat similar to their 7 deadly sins. That is pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, sloth. Then, just 2 days ago, on Good Friday, I designed this checklist that you can see on my blog for brothers and sisters of Richmond Emmanuel Church to have an examination and invite them to come out to the front to put that on to a big cross. When I saw brothers and sisters lining up to put that on the big cross, I was in tears. And then I found out there were 32 brothers and sisters had all 7 ticks, and most of them with 6 to 5 ticks. I praise the Lord for many of our brothers and sisters were willing to acknowledge our sins and to ask our Lord Jesus Christ to help them to nail those sins on the cross. The key for us to destroy our Canaanite nations, the seven deadly sins, is in today's Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Don't move away from Jesus. Be with him and to let Jesus to fight for you against those sins. You are not able to fight against that. Only Jesus. And Jesus' way to teach his most beloved apostles, Peter, James, and John, is to bring them to the mountain to experience his time with Abba. Yes, the way for Jesus to teach his apostles is to be with God, so that they can be out of darkness into the light of Christ, to be willing to listen and obey to his voice and command. How is your time with Abba each day? Without your time with Abba, I do not think that you are able to drive out your Canaanite nations or the seven deadly sins. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to be willing to be with you each morning so that I have a better chance to destroy my seven Canaanite nations or the seven deadly sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Examination questions. Number one, are you willing to recognize that you are not able to drive out the seven deadly sins? Number two, what can be the most effective way for you to be free from sin each day? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.